Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ted Woodward and John Widmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, January 8th. And we'll be taking a look at some anti-federal immigration protests that turned deadly yesterday.
I'm Rodney Price. There's a new person in charge of the Sedgwick County Appraiser's Office. We'll tell you who that is coming up.
Currently in Wichita, there is rain all around us, but Sedgwick County is kind of in the donut hole right now, not raining here right now. We have a cloudy sky. It is 54 degrees here on this Thursday morning, January 8th. Sedgwick County has a new leader for its appraisal office.
Deanna Aspedon was sworn in as county appraiser at Wednesday's county meeting.
I do solemnly swear I will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Kansas, and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Sedgwick County Appraiser, so help me God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aspedon has been with the county since 1998, most recently serving as the county's residential agricultural project leader. She says she welcomes the opportunity with a goal to modernize the department. Deputy CFO Brent Sheldon served as interim county appraiser over the last 6 months after the retirement of Mark Clark in June of 2025. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Anti-ICE protests broke out in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver yesterday.
City leaders have identified the woman during the ICE operation as 37-year-old Renee Good. She appeared to be blocking traffic at the time of the incident. The ICE agent involved in the shooting has not been publicly identified. President Trump called the shooting a horrible thing to watch and accused Renee of violently, willfully, and viciously trying to run over an ICE officer who shot in self-defense. Minneapolis City Council members have accused ICE of bringing chaos and violence to the city, and federal and local officials offered sharply different accounts of the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he will deploy the National Guard if needed and said he doesn't need any more help from the federal government.
That was Fox's Lucas Tomlinson.
Eliminating state income taxes sounds great to a lot of voters, but Republicans backing the push in a lot of states still face questions about whether such big tax cuts may be made without raising other taxes or sharply cutting state funding for things like education, health care, and services. Georgia yesterday became the latest state launching a bid to abolish its personal income tax. Republican leaders in the Georgia Senate backing a proposal to zero it out by the year 2032. This year, Georgia's personal income tax projected to collect about $16.5 billion, which is 44% of the state's general revenue. But tax cuts, not always a political bonanza in Kansas. After Republicans under Governor Sam Brownback cut income taxes steeply more than a decade ago, voters revolted at budget cuts, and lawmakers imposed a lot of tax increases to cover persistent budget shortfalls, including restoring some income tax cuts. And then Democratic Governor Laura Kelly won her first term in 2018, framing the race as a referendum on Brownback's policies.
Students and staff from Wichita's Chester Lewis Academy in North Wichita are getting comfortable in an unexpected new home, the recently reopened Cleveland Traditional Magnet in the southwest part of town. The move came after inspectors found structural problems at Chester Lewis, a nearly 75-year-old original building. In its first week of classes at the new location, the move was prompted by serious issues at Chester Lewis's longtime building in northeast Wichita. A crumbling foundation, mold, and other problems made the space unsafe. One unexpected benefit, the single-floor layout and cozier footprint seemed to help the school community feel more connected. Other perks students didn't expect, a playground, lower basketball goals, and places to hang out between classes.
Calls to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline increased nearly 38% in Kansas through most of last year. The report also shows rising use of text and chat services through the crisis line. More than 2,200 chats last year on that lifeline. The state is asking lawmakers to raise the 988 funding cap from $10 million up to $13 million and to find new revenue sources, including directing portions of state lottery or sports betting revenue into the 988 fund. That 988 line launched in the summer of 2022.
The NYPD says Jews are targeted more in more hate crimes than all other groups combined in New York City. Fox's Gary Baumgarten in New York with more.
Police data show there were 330 anti-Semitic incidents in the city last year. That's an anti-Jewish attack every 26 hours. This is overall hate crimes have declined. Anti-Semitic incidents were more than six times higher than the next most targeted group. Sexual orientation attacks were next. There were 52. Despite these numbers, there was actually a 3% decrease in anti-Semitic attacks from 2024. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
We'll be taking a look at some national park guidelines. It has some people... Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be taking a look at nutrition guidelines that are being put in place. And we're down to the final four in college football, and we have a game tonight, so we'll take a look at that. And, of course, our full weather forecast with rain and snow being mentioned, so you'll want to pay attention to that. That's coming up here with Woodward and Witt, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're coming up on 6:10 here on this Thursday morning. The Trump administration is revising national nutritional guidelines.
The Trump administration is flipping the food pyramid upside down, advising people to eat more protein while also cutting back on ultra-processed foods and added sugar. The new federal dietary guidelines prioritize fiber-rich whole grains and reverse course on past guidance related to healthy fats found in meats, eggs, and full-fat dairy. Though officials say they are meant to be customized to address preferences and financial needs. The American Medical Association reacted to the new guidelines, saying they, quote, affirm that food is medicine and offer clear direction patients and physicians can use to improve health. The Trump administration will now translate these recommendations into school lunch requirements, a process that could take years. At the White House, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
The first semifinal of the college football playoff gets underway tonight from Glendale, Arizona.
There weren't many who predicted a Miami versus Ole Miss matchup for the right to play for a national championship, but here we are. Ole Miss and Miami kick off at 7:30 Eastern in a classic case of strength on strength. The Rebels are second in all of college football in yards per game, averaging close to 500, while the Hurricanes' defense is allowing just over 285 yards per game, good for 10th in the country. Miami is looking for its first national championship since 2001 and upset Texas A&M and Ohio State to reach the semifinal. Ole Miss is the feel-good story of college football, beating Tulane in Georgia after head coach Lane Kiffin left before the playoff to take the job at LSU. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
6:11 on Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning, and on a traffic commute that is most likely going to involve rain for you. Let's check in and get traffic conditions all morning long, and Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
Now, hopefully we're not forgetting how to drive on roads that are just a little bit wet and slippery. You can see that on all the traffic cameras out there. We haven't really gotten a whole lot of rain, so it might be just enough to get the road slippery. We've got some areas where that pavement looks entirely dry. It just hasn't been raining in that particular area long enough to really wet down those roads. But it's just something to watch out for this morning. You can definitely tell that in some areas we've had a little bit more rain than others, but just could see some slippery roadways this morning out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Numerous showers and storms this morning, some with heavy rain and perhaps some small hail will taper off by midday. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60, but temperatures will fall sharply by late afternoon. Overnight tonight, breezy, partly cloudy and 32. A little bit of sun on Friday morning, then increasing clouds with a chance of rain or snow by the end of the day. Tomorrow's high 44. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a cloudy sky and a breeze out of the south. It is 54 degrees here on this Thursday morning. And we still await the sunrise. It is dark. And as we told you a little bit earlier, There's a ton of rain all around our area, but Wichita is kind of in the donut hole right now. It's all around us. It's up in Hutchinson. It's down in Wellington. It's been raining in Butler County, but Sedgwick County is just like right in the middle where there's no rain. But it is approaching us from the southwest, so we expect rain at some point coming up here in the future.
Looks like the heaviest of it right now is actually south of the border. It's down between, say, Blackwell and, I don't know, maybe Stillwater. So it's right now the worst of it's still kind of down south of us. But, yeah, we're going to get some.
Looks like that. It is a 614. It was 80 years ago on this day that somebody received his first guitar on his 11th birthday. Who would that have been?
80 years ago.
Elvis Presley.
Which
means it's Elvis's birthday.
The king.
Yeah. It was 80 years ago on this day that Elvis Presley got a nice present for his 11th birthday, his first guitar. You know, some birthday presents, I guess, do have a huge impact.
I was going to say,
how that one sure did. His parents must have known that he wanted a guitar and it would probably take off for him. And it did. We take a look at a little bit of Wichita history, too. I'm going to go back 120 years ago on this day. We're all familiar with the canal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It goes straight through town.
Yep.
And we've built an interstate on either side of it. You know, back in the day, Chisholm Creek came through town and it was not straight.
Okay.
It was very meandering. It was a 14-mile long creek, and it just meandered all over the place. So Wichita decided they needed to straighten that channel.
Straighten the creek.
So that it didn't mess up all these neighborhoods all over the city and travel on it. So they took about a month and a half and did the surveys all the way from 25th Street North at the mouth of the creek and all the 14 miles of meanderings. And once they straightened it, it was only 7 miles long. So that was one of the big projects that Wichita was doing 120 years ago, was straightening out the canal.
If they could only figure out how to keep it from flooding.
Here we are 120 years later and we can't even build a water plant. Well, but 120 years ago, they straightened Chisholm Creek.
We can build a water plant. We just can't figure out how to make it work.
Yeah, okay. So that's what's going on there. Hey, at the Shocker game last night, Mayor Lily Wu came up to me after the game, and she introduced me to the new city manager.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So
you're one up on me. I haven't met him.
So, yeah, I'm sorry he had to sit through that game last night. But
yeah,
but it was nice to meet the new city manager, Dennis Marstall, and that was nice of the mayor to come down and make that happen.
Speaking of which, so you're having to come in a little earlier now because of your new responsibilities. How was that? Staying up late to do the Shocker game and then coming in here early,
staying up late,
you know.
The game ended at 8:30 or 8:45, so I'm always up at 8:45 anyway given night.
Wasn't as bad as what you were anticipating. Okay, good. Yeah, it would have been nicer if it was been a better game.
Ugh. Well, we'll talk about that shortly here. Have you ever heard of a tuneless choir?
A tuneless.
Well, apparently it does exist. Yeah, there is a woman on Vancouver Island in Canada. She has started two tuneless choirs. Okay, this is attend. Yeah, it's a choir for people who basically tone deaf.
Okay.
Apparently there are 30 of these in England.
Tone deaf choirs.
Yeah, and I guess that's a good song for them to sing, 500 miles. They can just kind of shout it or speak it or do whatever they want to do with it. Yeah. A tuneless choir.
Actually, I know a few
people
who
are
sing
tone
in
deaf
choir,
but still want to be in a choir.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's what the 30 of them in England.
30 tone deaf choirs.
Yeah. And now at least one in Canada.
Okay.
It is 6:17 here with Woodward and Witt.
I got a buddy who could probably sing in that choir.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we will talk about the Shocker game, which we were just discussing. Last night at Coke Arena, Wichita State hosting Rice in the conference home opener. And it was a dismal game for Shockers shooting. Wichita State did not even shoot 30% from the field. Under 30% from the field, missed 16 three-pointers, went through long stretches of very dry shooting. In fact, at one point in the first half, the Shockers missed 17 of 18 shots, and they got behind and then had to try to come back late in the game. And it almost seemed like the Shockers had done it. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game last night. The Shockers down by three late on 103.7 KEYN.
Trying to get it to somebody and having trouble. Gets it to Gray. Gets it up. Made it! And he was fouled.
He hit it.
Now, are they going to count it or not?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're going to wave off the shot. He got fouled and then twisted and made it. Now a big, heavy discussion about whether it's going to count or not.
Well, they should look at this.
If it does, then he's got a free throw to maybe put the Shockers ahead. But if they don't count it, then the best he can do is pull them within one and then maybe miss one intentionally.
Oh.
Yeah, Rice did the smart thing. They committed the foul before the shot. And Wichita State was not able to come back and win it. Rice wins that game 66-64. Not a good loss for the Shockers, losing to a team that had lost eight straight road games and a team not even in the top 250 in the nation. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
Their ability to play around the rim, right? I mean, you get outscored by 16 at the rim, and just kind of their guards being able to play through us. They hit some late, and just being there in a position, I thought our free throws were able to keep us in it. And then at the same time, you know, it just comes back to the pain points.
Shockers with the loss fall to 9-7 on the season. All right, a very tough task last night in men's action for Kansas State on the road, visiting number one ranked undefeated Arizona. And the result, it's been what Arizona's been doing to everybody so far this year. Just rolling over people. Arizona 101, K-State 76. Arizona is now 15-0 on the season, winning every game by an average of 23 points. And yeah, they won last night by 25. Here's K-State head coach Jerome Tang talking after the game with Wyatt Thompson.
You knew this would be a challenge with their strength and what have you on the inside. And boy, we saw it firsthand, Coach. They're when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're awfully tough.
Yeah, I mean, big, strong, fast, very physical. You know, we fouled way too much. They scored 30 points at the free throw line.
All right, so K-State is now 0-2 in the conference, but both those losses are against top 10 teams in the nation. K-State is 9-6 now on the season. Arizona is 15-0. JUCO basketball last night. Good night in El Dorado for Butler Community College for the women and the men. The Butler women are ranked 14th in the nation, and they won at the power plant last night, beat Cowley 64-54. The Butler ladies have won 5 in a row, undefeated at home, 14-1 on the season. Then after that, the Butler men victorious. Dennis Higgins had the call here on KNSS as the Grizzlies beat 24th-ranked Cowley College 96-75. The Butler men are 4-1 on home court at the power plant and now 10-5 on the season. Nicely done for the Butler men and women, both winning last night. Of course, we have the Kansas City Chiefs live, all games right here on KNSS. Mitch Holtis always has the call. And we know we have millions of listeners, but I guess some people do watch on TV. Four of the five top watched games this year in the NFL were Chiefs games, including that game on Thanksgiving night between the Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys, which was the NFL's most watched regular season game ever.
Wow.
60 million people.
It's a good game.
We're tuned in to the Chiefs and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving night. And the other highly rated games this year involving the Chiefs, week 2 against the Eagles in the Super Bowl rematch, week 9 at Buffalo, and week 11 at Denver. So a lot of people were watching those Chiefs games this season, despite the fact that the season kind of went off the tracks towards the end. All right, that is sports here with Woodward and Witt. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring chili for a limited time. Hearty beef, no bean chili. Perfect for lunch. Now available at all three WBC locations, East, West, and Historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer and chili made here. 623 here with Woodward and Witt. Taking a look at a traffic and weather update for you. And there's no such thing as multitasking, says Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We'll find out more on that coming up. KNSS News Time is 623.
Wichita's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to KNSS here on Thursday, January 8th. Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered rain showers in the area. It is 55 degrees. It was 30 years ago on this day, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Deputy Kevin Easter was shot and killed in the early morning hours by a 14-year-old offender. This following a brief high-speed pursuit of a stolen car. Five juveniles were in the vehicle, which crashed into a fence into an area southwest of Pawnee and Hillside in South Wichita. Deputy Easter pursued the driver a short distance behind a house. During a struggle, Deputy Easter pinned the driver to the ground. The suspect then reached for a weapon, wounding Deputy Easter above his protective vest. Wichita police arrived at the scene as the shooting took place. While trying to escape, the suspect accidentally shot himself in the leg. All of the juveniles in the car were arrested. Deputy Easter died later that morning during surgery. He was 24 years old and newly married. He had served on the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office for 2.5 years. The teenage suspect was convicted, receiving a 55-year sentence. Deputy Easter's older brother, Jeff, has been the Sedgwick County Sheriff since 2012.
A Hayesville man was sentenced on Wednesday to 36 years in prison for killing a 43-year-old Wichita man in September.
37-year-old James Standifer was sentenced Wednesday to 442 months in prison for the fatal shooting of 43-year-old Jesse Rao of Hayesville on September 7th of 2025. Prosecutors originally charged Standifer with first-degree murder and criminal possession of a weapon. The latter charge has since been dismissed. On that day, Rao was found in his car suffering from a gunshot wound after an automated crash detection alerted 911. First responders found his vehicle had crashed into a tree. Rao was taken to the hospital in critical condition where he later died. A female passenger sustained minor injuries from the crash. Investigators say Standifer ran from the scene before being arrested after an hours-long standoff at a West Wichita apartment complex the following day. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in Brownsville, Texas yesterday discussing the Trump administration's success securing the border.
Secretary Noem said daily apprehensions at the border dropped by 95% last year.
For almost 10 months in a row, nearly a year, the Border Patrol has released zero illegal aliens into our country.
Noem then introduced the next step, water barriers, similar to those employed last year in Texas, which will stretch for 500 miles. The secretary also highlighted the anticipated effect of the new equipment.
These barriers will make it much harder for illegal aliens, to drug smugglers and human traffickers to cross the river and other waterways where they will be deployed.
The barriers were paid for by funds provided in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which was passed by Congress last year. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Russian attacks leave more than 1 million without power in Ukraine.
The blackout in the Dnipropetrovsk region alone has cut energy to 800,000 people. Zaporizhia is also almost entirely without power. Ukrainian officials blame Russian missile and drone strikes and say critical infrastructure is operating on reserve power. Water and internet connections are also affected. The attacks come as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's not yet received sound guarantees from European allies that they'll protect his country should Russia attack again in the future. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Trump administration is giving Iowa more power to decide how it spends its federal education money, signing off on a proposal expected to be the first of many, as conservative states seek new latitude from a White House promising to return education to the states. Iowa was the first state to apply for an exemption for certain spending rules after Education Secretary Linda McMahon invited states to request the flexibility last year. Those waivers have been offered for years but are finding new interest as Trump officials leverage all available tools to remove the federal government from local education. McMahon formally approved Iowa's plan yesterday at an event. Indiana and Kansas have also applied to be exempted from certain parts of federal education law.
New research says 68 hospitals in rural Kansas are currently at risk of closing. In Derby, Rock Regional Hospital closed its doors yesterday morning. It could be the first of many issues that lead to accessibility troubles involving health care across Kansas.
National park passes could be coming under extra scrutiny.
Visitors looking to cover up President Trump's face on this year's national park passes could end up paying for a new pass. The new design for the America the Beautiful National Parks Pass, which typically features a nature scene, now features his image alongside George Washington's. It stirred up controversy and even a lawsuit, and reports say some small businesses have even sold stickers designed to cover the image. Now the Interior Department saying it's clarified existing policy with an update to its void-if-altered rules. Those have always affected the signature section, but now affects the front of the pass, too. The department saying it considers defacing it, including writing on it or adding stickers, a form of altering the pass. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Carnival season is underway in New Orleans.
The traditional King Cake Cutting Ceremony, featuring praise in the Big Easy, welcoming in the 2026 Mardi Gras season that takes place on the 12th day after Christmas.
We do have a challenge. Sometimes we get bad weather more often when it's an early one, but that just means every day that we get during this short season, we're going to come together and celebrate.
That woman and many others ready to party. After 8 years in office, Mayor LaToya Cantrell led the procession one final time. She is term limited and under federal indictment. She'll be replaced Monday when Mayor-elect Helena Moreno is sworn in. The celebration ends February 17th, known as Fat Tuesday, with the Christian season of Lent beginning the next day on Ash Wednesday. CJ Papa, Fox News.
We're coming up on 6:38 here with Woodward and Witt. And now let's check the weather forecast with rain in the area. Let's check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Numerous showers and storms this morning, some with heavy rain and perhaps some small hail, will taper off by midday. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60, but temperatures will fall sharply by late afternoon. Overnight tonight, breezy, partly cloudy and 32. A little bit of sun on Friday morning, then increasing clouds with a chance of rain or snow by the end of the day. Tomorrow's high 44. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered rain showers in the area, a breeze out of the southeast. It is 55 degrees. And taking a look at the radar, that rain is approaching Wichita from the southwest. Some of the heavier rain is south of us right now, kind of in the Wellington and our Kansas City area. And there's even some 60-mile-an-hour winds south of the border down in Oklahoma. So it's all kind of coming towards the Wichita area. Just the heavy rain, really, not maybe some of the severe stuff and the high winds, but we will see some heavier rain, but right now that's kind of heading towards Wellington and our Kansas City and Winfield at the moment. It is 6:39 here on Woodward and Witt on KNSS, and now it's time to get some great information, as we always do. It's a commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Wednesday, the string of five straight positive closes for our live cattle and seven straight for the feeder cattle came to an abrupt end. The entire cattle complex opened negative yesterday, traded negative, and closed with triple-digit losses. Now, December 12th was the last time that there was large triple-digit losses in the cattle complex. Wednesday's negative action appeared to be mostly technical and profit-taking. Now, we've also heard late yesterday afternoon that there may have been five more cases detected of screwworm in northern Mexico. The lean hogs yesterday had a two-session low and closed negative. On the close yesterday, Feb live cattle $2.10 lower, $2.3452. March feeders down $3.52 at $3.5550. Feb hogs 87 lower at $84.80. The Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, and Nebraska winter wheat condition ratings this month were all lower than what they were in the last report in late November. We also saw ethanol stocks last week at a five-month high at 23.7 million barrels, and the wheat, corn, and soybean futures closed positive yesterday despite little fresh news in the marketplace. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny higher, 532 and a half. March corn's down a half a penny at 446 and a quarter. March soybeans down a penny at 1066. February crude oil, 91 cents higher, 56.90. February gold's down $28 at 4435. March S&P's down 16 points at 6948. March dollar index, 11 cents higher, $98.53. And March Dow Jones futures, 192 points lower at 49,045. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or manufacturing trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, for the first time since before Thanksgiving, we're getting some rain here in Kansas, and I'm sure those little crops that are in the ground will appreciate that.
You're exactly right. We have been pretty dry for quite a long period of time, and it has not helped any being just dry. We've also had some wind and warmer than normal temperatures. All that just sucked the moisture out of the ground, so this is very much needed.
Well, it's always good to get something we need, because sometimes that doesn't always come our way.
That's exactly right. Let's just hope we don't get carried away and get more than we need.
I know. That always seems to happen somewhere along the line as well. All right. Hey, Tom, thanks for the good information, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
There he goes, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with the Commodities Update every weekday morning at this time with Woodward and Witt. 6:42 here on KNSS. And breaking last year's habits will be a topic discussed by the money tracker, Don Grant. He'll be dropping by shortly. KNSS News Time is 6:42.
It's 6:46 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the money tracker with Don Grant. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Trash is piling up along the Arkansas River downtown, has residents calling for city action, especially near the Lincoln Street Bridge, where plastic and debris line the riverwalk.
Two.
A Wichita area man will spend 15 years in prison for a violent attack on his pregnant girlfriend. A Sedgwick County District Court judge sentenced Dominic Thomas on Wednesday after his conviction for attempted first-degree murder.
One.
No injuries were reported after a large multi-home fire in north-central Wichita. Crews responded around 3:50 Wednesday afternoon near St. Francis and 14th Street. That's three big things with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Chad Chambers.
Well, some very small portion of the Wichita area actually getting some rain right now. Taking a look at the traffic camera that's sitting right at I-135 and 47th Street South. Down there at the South Junction, definitely actively raining down there in the South Wichita area. We've got some rain on down towards Hayesville, down towards the Derby area as well. So if you're south of the Kellogg area, you may be seeing some wet roadways out there. And pretty much the rest of the city is going to start seeing some here fairly soon. Remember, things are going to be a little bit slippery this morning. The traffic volumes are picking up. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Rainy today, a high of 63. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, rain and snow with a mix of high at 46 degrees. Right now in Wichita, cloudy, 55 at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And it is 6:48 here with Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning. And let's look back and see how everything did on the stock market yesterday.
The major averages losing steam in the final hour of trading and finishing mixed, with the Dow snapping its three-session winning streak and slipping from record territory. Healthcare and tech gained while industrials and financials lagged as investors digested the latest labor market reports. Shares of biotech company Ventech surged for a second day, rising 36%. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Eli Lilly is in advanced talks to buy the company for over $1 billion. Shares of Lilly rose nearly 4%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Salesforce and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow down 466 points, the Nasdaq higher by 37, S&P 500 down 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Breaking last year's habits. Well, let's find out what that might entail. Let's check in with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and John. Well, as we step into the new year, most of us focus on goals and resolutions. Well, shouldn't we prepare emotionally for a fresh start, too? Well, the calendar flips every year, and many of us carry the same attitudes, stress patterns, and seasonal slumps right along with us into the new year. Well, that's where a healthy disruption can make a big difference. Breaking old habits doesn't always mean dramatic change. Sometimes it's choosing to slow down instead of pushing harder. Disrupting last year's tendencies opens the door to growth, new energy, and better outcomes. It also helps to get honest about the emotional habits that you carried through last year, especially how they may shift the seasons. Maybe the shorter winter days left you feeling rushed, worn down, or less patient. Maybe the disruption of daylight saving time threw you off rhythm. It certainly did for me. Or the lack of sunlight may have affected your mood and motivation. Do you have to worry more in the dark months? Those patterns may feel familiar, but familiar doesn't always mean helpful. Ask yourself, do I really want to repeat that cycle again this year, or is it time to rewrite the script? And while you're talking about breaking patterns, one of the best practical moves is staying ahead of taxes before April 15th creeps in on us again. Getting organized early, gathering documents sooner, and having proactive conversations can reduce stress and free emotional space for more meaningful parts of life. Preparing emotionally for a new year is about being intentional. When you notice that you don't want to repeat, embrace new rhythms and plan ahead where it matters. This year ahead feels less like more of the same and more like an opportunity. Here's to stepping into 2026. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Maybe one of the toughest things people have to do is break habits.
Exactly. And it's, it's easy just to, the calendar year is just a calendar year, but it also has some fiscal changes that.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For example, we start the new tax year and that sort of thing, and a lot of accounting starts on January 1st. But, just think a little bit differently. And if you find yourself falling into the same old rut, just try to pull out and move forward in a different direction. And it might be refreshing. I mean, I know that it helps me. I like change.
Yeah. And if encouraging others to do so, good luck.
Exactly.
Hey, happy birthday today to game show host Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game.
The Newlywed
Game. He's 88 today. Did you ever run across Bob Eubanks in your California days?
I never ran into Bob, other than maybe sitting in the audience once for one of those shows. I remember there was a period of time when, when you live in L.A., you never do the things that a lot of tourists do. But when people come to town, you often do those things. And so I was I do remember going to several game shows and the Tonight Show and all that. That was kind of fun.
That is fun. And I think Bob Eubanks was here at one of the local casinos a few years ago doing like a game show night. And I think I went to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks. Well,
What was his show?
Oh, yeah, the Newlywed Game.
Newlywed Game. Well, I did the dating game. Yeah. I was on the dating
game. See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And that was Jim. Yeah. Did Jim Lang host that?
No, this was host Jim Lang.
Oh, okay.
There was a... I was actually on twice. I was on once I was bachelor number two, and I got picked to go to Madeira, Portugal, believe it or not, with a nice young lady. Actually, she was older than I was. And then we had such an adventure that we were called back to do a recap on it. So we were on it a couple times, which was kind of fun. So.
So you actually were a winner on the dating game.
Hey, you don't go on a dating game to lose.
Well, exactly.
She would have been a fool. The two dweebs that were paired up with me, it was obvious.
Don't mince
obvious.
Words, Don. What did you really think of them?
Well, I'm sure they're nice people, but you go in to win.
It's a competition. That's Don Grant comes to win.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to that whole adventure being a chapter in your autobiography.
In the memoirs.
It will be. Well, I've got it on VHS tape. If you know somebody who can convert that for me, then we could have a little showing.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's pretty entertaining.
I got you, Don. I can convert it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll bring them in.
All right, that's good stuff. I knew we'd find something there. So happy birthday to Bob Eubanks and the dating game champ, Don Grant. Thank you for telling us about Habits We Can Break. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll see you then.
Thank you, sir. That is Don Grant, Money Tracker CFP, right here with Woodward and Witt. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. I'm glad you're with us. And we'll be giving you all the news, weather, traffic, business, sports, and weather you need. Yeah, weather. We got rain today, and maybe even snow is being mentioned. So we'll see what happens with all that. Make sure you're here to get the latest information on Woodward and Witt, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.